Another issue that cropped up this week, and it is about a park in the East End of Toronto that was colloquially known for years as Stinky's Park. Well, it's being redeveloped, and the councillor, Chris Moyes, who is Mr. Renaming, he's the guy behind the renaming of Yonge Dundas Square to Sankofa Square without much in the way of consultation. Well, now he's renamed this park that is around Sumac Street that's been known as Stinky's Park for years, and it's being renamed Louis Marsh Park. And people don't object to Louis Marsh, certainly not the way they object to the name Sankofa, except that he doesn't really have any kind of connection to that area of town. So that's the background. Let's go to Jim. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Libby. First time caller. Been listening for many years, though.
You need the bell. There you go. Welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. This park is really dear to three generations of East Enders. The renaming with no consultation has really, upset a lot of people. We have over 1,000 people on a petition in less than 3 weeks asking to reopen this up for a proper consultation in front of council. Our next, we're hoping that one of the councillors will step up and say, let's review this again. We're not getting any feedback. And as well, Councillor Moyes is not even really returning any emails from many people. We're at a standstill, but as a group, we are trying and fighting hard for the proper things to be done.
Okay, here's what I have to say is that I'm not sure that they care about what the people who live there think. This is a widespread problem, doing things with no consultation or with kind of a sham consultation where you find out about it an hour before, and if you've got to go to work, you're out of luck. And 1,000 people, I understand that's a lot of people for a small neighborhood. But when it came to the renaming of Yonge Dundas Square, there were tens of thousands of people on petitions and they ignored it. So I think at the end of the day, you're going to have to vote people out who don't listen, because this seems to be the model. And frankly, it's not just at the city. There does not seem to be a real, serious, intentional consultation about almost anything. But I hear you, and keep at it. You never know. But I would, unfortunately, I'm not very hopeful.
Thank you very much, Libby, for taking my call. Some of the banter going around, he's going to be a one-term counselor in a lot of people, if he doesn't step up and change his mind, there's going to be a lot of people that are going to step up and elect someone else.
Well, let's hope so. Jim, thanks for your call, and happy Canada Day.
Happy Canada Day. Thank you very much, Libby.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay.